The last words we saw yesterday were about rest, promised if we seek out the old paths. Most of us associate rest with the physical, but here Jesus and the prophet speak of something inner, rest for our souls. If God is telling you to rest, he will not be speaking so much of the physical, which is needful, but the inner rest of peace in him. Job says the same thing in Job 22:21. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. Again, we see a promise. God will come to you. We'll find this over and over again, that when we do things his way, blessing follows. So here then, we're looking at biblical submission eventually, but we're looking at honour and respect first. I left you with a scripture in Jeremiah yesterday about seeking out the old paths and walking in them so you will find rest for your souls. And Jesus repeated exactly the same thing in Matthew 11:29. Now he's causing us to come back to these old paths. There have been prophecies about what would happen when the Word and the Spirit came together. It would be a time of dunamis power, dynamite to us. It will be a dynamic time, a time of revival. We're in that season now. And because God is bringing us back to his Word and aligning us with it, we're discovering subsidence in our foundations and blockages in our walk with him. Some of us don't know what it's like to be at peace and in fellowship with him constantly and consistently. Our walk with him has highs and lows. We sputter along much like a car that's trying to run on petrol mixed with water. Finding the old paths, we find one reason for our state is this. Psalm 50, verse 21. You thought I was altogether like you. A lot of us tragically do think that he is altogether like us, just a bit bigger, that he sets aside his word because he loves us, that he'll never call us to account for our behaviour, stinking thinking and bad attitudes. But this is not the case. He's immutable. That means he never changes. He never changes the way he loves, but he never changes in his holiness either. The way that he is completely other than us. We explored this in the last series on the School of the Spirit. He's a God of principles. How he's done things in the past, according to his word, he will do again the same way. Herein lies our security. We always know where we are with him. We never know what he's going to do next. We need to hold in tension that we are the beloved of God on whom his favour rests, as well as royal children being trained to reign in the eternal kingdom. So sooner or later, perhaps when we can't hear him or sense his presence, we earnestly seek him and find something we really don't like. And we'll look at that tomorrow.